Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard back with you, and with all of us today is Stephen Brown. Stephen is the product manager for NetBots with APC Security and Environmental Monitoring at Schneider Electric. With the rapid digitization of medical health records, the need to focus on cybersecurity is definitely instrumental in securing patient data, but the physical side of IT is just as important in the pursuit of keeping data safe. So what we're going to do on this episode of Connection Point is discuss some of the security risks as it pertains to physical assets, and we'll talk also about how end users can help to mitigate risks. So Steve, thanks for joining us. The security, again, of digital medical records, it's on everyone's minds these days, but a lot of the commentary is focused on the cybersecurity side. So why is it important for us not to forget the physical threat piece, right? That's still alive and real.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point. I mean, the cyber side of things, it's kind of fun. It's kind of sexy to talk about the software stuff. But it's very easy in that case to forget about the physical infrastructure, the physical security piece of, especially when you're talking about something as critical as digital medical records. So because at the base of the pyramid somewhere, regardless of how great your virtualization is, your failover, backup, restore functions are, it comes down to an appliance somewhere at some level, on-premise. So that's where some of these solutions you need to be aware of. Physical threats from unauthorized access, you have to be aware of things like leak and high temperature. No matter how robust these systems are, they can handle higher heat, they can handle higher temperature. There still are limits. So, I mean, it's easy to just think that wherever you throw your computing equipment, wherever you throw your servers that are storing your digital medical records, oh, it'll be fine, you know, especially, and it's very easy to do that in healthcare environments. I feel like you still have to be very cautious about the environment. And so that's where things like our NetBot solutions, where you can get that all in a one package, you know, so to speak, it's a way to consolidate and really be able to deploy the right solution to protect the physical side.
What are the arguments that folks can make within their organization on why they want to move things to the cloud, right? Medical records, et cetera, is because, okay, those cloud providers are obviously focused on security. If they're not secure, people aren't going to buy those services. But I think there's kind of a false sense of folks also from time to time thinking, well, since they're taking care of security there, it's not as much on my plate anymore. Do you see that as a falsehood too, kind of a red herring?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, cloud service providers, largely, you're going to be able to trust the cyber side of things. But you still have on-premise IT. And especially as we start looking at this new era of the edge computing. Yeah, you do a lot of your central computing at a cloud service provider. But if you look at some of the technologies with analytics coming down, I'm thinking about MRI machines specifically in healthcare environments, that's a lot of compute that typically you're going to want to co-locate to the equipment itself. That way you avoid latency issues, any bandwidth issues that you may have getting to your cloud service provider. So there's this real story around the edge compute that's growing specifically in this day and age. And so you're going to have these on-prem solutions. And then it's very dangerous at that point because you can just think that you have full confidence in your cloud service providers. They're going to take everything. But on site, you still have sensitive equipment that's susceptible to all the things that we just talked about, unauthorized user access, high temp, high humidity, leaks. So it's something to be very cautious of. And then just even beyond that, just your standard IDFs, all your wiring closets in a facility, these are still vulnerabilities that regardless of how much you outsource to a cloud service provider, you're still going to have those vulnerabilities. So healthcare environments, especially, you're going to typically have a lot of foot traffic near these environments. You're going to have a lot of people in a hospital. I mean, your compute is going to be somewhere around a lot of people that are typically very distracted, very busy, not focused on the IT. So healthcare specifically is a place where this edge story really needs to be protected. We're talking both on the power and cooling side and on the unauthorized access side and knowing who's accessing this when you have a lot of foot traffic near your IT.
Well, and let me branch that edge out even further within healthcare to branches. Obviously, financial services like that as well. They have a main bank, but you've got all these branches around. Healthcare more and more these days are that. You've got the urgent care centers that are related to the hospital, but the hospital is running the main IT. Now they've got this satellite office or clinic or what have you. That adds complexity to managing the security for those distributed IT sites. So what are things we need to be thinking about and considering if that is our situation?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I'm in the Boston area right now, on the giving you a call. Big healthcare environment up here. And when I talk to some of the folks in the healthcare IT side of things, they're managing, you know, up to 35 sites. And it could be a single rack solution at one of those sites. It could be 10 rack solutions, or it could be their data center site. But all of them are under kind of the same umbrella, because all these branches are tied to the same, you know, healthcare providers, or same network at least. And so they're trying to manage all of this physical infrastructure in all of these different sites, distributed sites. And that you have the same threats that we talk about. And that's where sort of a data center infrastructure management solution can be very powerful. So, for example, on our end of the house, at least, when you had deploy NetBots at the base of the pyramid to protect it. So that's where you'll have NetBots doing your leak detection, your high temp humidity, your rack access and audit trails. And then you'll also have your surveillance all under the NetBots umbrella. And then above that, we very carefully put in Data Center Expert, which can manage all of those under one single pane of glass. You can bring that all in, and it can simplify significantly the way that you manage distributed IT.
As we've been talking here, you know, the first image in my mind has been the larger healthcare organizations, but the truth of the matter is we've got smaller practices out there. I can only assume that it's been maybe more of an impact in terms of these electronic health record mandates and stimulus packages, et cetera, that it's straining those smaller IT teams, maybe even more than the larger ones.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at these small, you know, single practices, these small healthcare environments, this digital medical records thing is daunting for them. It's scary, but it's something they're getting a lot of pressure to do. It's either because there are incentives to digitize nowadays to make these digital records, but there are also mandates. I mean, some states and regulations are saying, look, you have to move away from your pen and paper solutions, and now you have to store this all digitally. So the small healthcare facility, they may not have a robust IT staff that knows what to do. They probably are at capacity at whatever facility they're in. So you will see this. I mean, talking to a buddy of mine who's in healthcare, was his solution was just to kind of look it up online, throw the stuff in a closet and pray for the best. It actually ended up being in his basement. And so in these kind of environments, it's okay to deploy the IT in whatever space you have available. I mean, when you need to do that, but you need to make sure that you're protecting it. We're talking again about the base of the pyramid, the physical infrastructure piece. Those VMs are running on appliances that are in a physical place. And so that's where you're going to have to protect it. You're going to have to get alerts through solutions like our NetBot solution to know when you have high heat, high temperature, when you possibly have a leak before it causes a problem.
All right, Stephen, how many times a day do you either say or hear the word HIPAA?
Oh, quite a bit these days. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, compliance standards, it's not just healthcare. You're looking in all different environments too, but it's a real deal. You need to maintain these compliance standards. And on the software side of things, there are people out there that can help you. It's talked about quite frequently. It's almost like the same thing with the cybersecurity, like as far as compliance of who's accessing these digital medical records. But you also have to maintain audit trails for whoever's accessing that equipment itself. Are you accessing those servers and those IT, the digital medical health records? So you need to protect this IT gear, but then just to avoid hefty penalties, financial penalties, or even more serious problems than that, you have to maintain audit trails. And so that's usually a combination of rack access. Make sure that it's badge access, not keys that can be copied, but actual electronic rack access based on a card with encryption and identity information. And then if you couple that with surveillance, now you're talking about a very, very powerful, very robust audit trail. And you can manage this for many months, up to a year. And then you're preparing yourself for whatever kind of answers you need to provide. Should you be audited? Should an instance arise? So for NetBots, we make sure that our rack access systems are very closely related to our surveillance, so that if there's an access event, either authorized or unauthorized, you're able to take a picture, tie them together, and then through DCE, you can search through these records later down the road, and you can manage them for a long time so that if there are questions, you can go find them and know who was there on the physical side. So it's, again, just that attraction to the software. Sometimes you lose track of, hey, we're in a high foot traffic area, people are accessing this IT gear, let's make sure that's locked down and audited.
No, absolutely. And that plays right into what we said earlier, right? With the pressure to digitize medical records through both mandates and the incentive packages, definitely vital that end users are prepared to manage and secure IT equipment. Again, not just the digital virtual, but the physical as well. So, Stephen, thank you. Appreciate the time walking us through the current security and environmental monitoring challenges and some of the solutions available out there. PC Connection Inc., folks, and APC by Schneider Electric can help deploy the services and solutions you need to protect your physical IT assets. So if you are interested in learning more about the APC by Schneider Electric solutions and services that PC Connection, Gov Connection, and More Direct can offer your organization, we encourage you to visit pcconnection.com/health, or you can give a call 1-800-395-8685. If you would like to send an email, happy to get that, connect@pcconnection.com. That will wrap things up for today. Do appreciate, again, Stephen being on board, folks. My name is James Hilliard. We do look forward to catching up with you next time here on Connection Point.